I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Did you know Saturday is National Public Lands Day, the annual appreciation day for the 640 million acres of lands held in trust for the American people by the federal government? National parks all over the U.S. are waiving admission fees on Saturday, so you can get into parks like the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve, Rocky Mountain National Park, Mesa Verde National Park, and Colorado National Monument, all for free. Colorado state parks, however, are still charging admission on Saturday. Quintana Holyfield of the U.S. Forest Service says there are school groups and civic groups and nonprofits whose members will be spending the day helping to preserve lands, trails, and plant life.
We work with a multitude of partners, whether it be a recreation facility or whether it be like a school group or even a youth group like the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts. It is a large umbrella of people working together, coming together, volunteering on public lands and doing a great public service, not only for themselves, but for their community at large.
Nearly 68% of Colorado's forests are in federal ownership. The primary land manager is the U.S. Forest Service with 47%, or more than 11 million acres. Nearly three-quarters of the state's high-elevation species, such as spruce fir, lodgepole pine, and aspen, are all located on Forest Service lands. The National Public Lands Day is in its 25th year, and it coincides with the National Hunting and Fishing Day. There are four free days at national parks every year. The next one is November 11th, Veterans Day.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.